Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. And this, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 8th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two, and our goal remains the same. It's a clarion call to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Now, when we say God, family, and country, you know what? We're not interested in debating the keys to theology or the differences in our religious beliefs. We simply stand for a Judeo-Christian ethic and idea. An idea that, you know what? Love thy neighbor. Right? Do good to those who persecute you and despitefully use you. You know what? If they force you to go a mile, go with them twain. Okay, it's this peaceful ideology of the Savior Jesus Christ. And we, you know what? We don't want to get into the details of the differences in beliefs. It's just not helpful. The founders understood that. And they pointed to God rather than governments for guidance and protection. It's pretty simple stuff, if you ask me. Now, we were hearing right before the end of the hour, last hour, a sheriff. And this sheriff, Brevard County, Florida, Wayne Ivey, says be ready and be armed for an active shooter incident. Now, I want you to listen to the rest of this because he has some sound advice of what we can do to prepare if there's problems for us. Shoot, what's going on here? It didn't start at the right spot. I don't know why. Let's try it this.
...a decision-making course that is held at our firing range on the last Saturday of each month. This one-of-a-kind course teaches attendees about tactical positioning, laws relating to stand your ground and self-defense, as well as self-defense through mental preparedness. For more information on the course and to register to attend, please visit our website at brevardsheriff.com or contact our career development unit at 321-264-5201. Please remember that this message is not intended to scare, but instead is intended to prepare everyone for the remote possibility that you find yourself in a violent confrontation. This message is about not waiting to take action. In closing, we ask our citizens to remain vigilant and to remember, if you see something, say something. In the aftermath of almost every mass shooting or terrorist incident, there have been those that came forward and said, I knew something was wrong, or I didn't want to report something suspicious and be wrong. On behalf of our agency and community, I encourage you to contact us if you become suspicious in any way of anyone who causes you concern. If your suspicions turn out to be wrong, that's okay, as we will all still be safe. But if your suspicions are right, by partnering with us, we may very well prevent the next tragedy in our country. On behalf of the 1,500 proud men and women of the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, thank you for your continued support of our agency and for doing everything you can to help us keep Brevard County a safe place to call home. We'll see you the next time on Scene.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So the good sheriff is making several good points that, you know what, we need to be ready. If you have a concealed carry permit or legally can carry a gun, if you have training, you know what, the cops, even the best cops, take minutes to get there, and death can happen in seconds. So he talks about preparedness. He talks about if you're not armed, what to do to protect yourself. And then he focuses on training. And he views the citizens as partners in the safety of his community. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has the same theme. And there are a lot of sheriffs that are saying this as well. I think they call it Ulster County. Sheriff Paul J. Van Blarkum is, I think, how you say it. He encouraged the citizens of his county who are licensed to carry firearms to actually do so. In a call to action, Boone County Sheriff Michael Helmick says licensed, trained, off-duty deputies and others have responsibility to carry weapons, generally gun owners, former military, people who have experience and training. Helmick's letter, that's Michael Helmick's letter, supports Paul J. Van Glarkum's letter and his efforts on Facebook. Sheriffs are now standing up all across the country saying, look, folks, we have got to protect ourselves. And the cops can't come in time. For the most part, I think it's a good message. The real question that I have, and I really don't think anybody on the mainstream stage is talking about this. How do we follow our Christian, our Judeo-Christian ethic to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry? How do we truly care about those who are legitimate refugees versus those who are terrorists? How do we know the difference, and how do we do both? Protect ourselves and reach out with a Prince of Peace mentality to be kind and helpful. And it's a very tough road to hoe. But I know this: extremism on all sides is not the answer. I know the answer starts with clean hands and a humble heart for guidance from God. I also know protecting ourselves is one of the smart things to do. But I don't support Donald Trump's extreme, shut down all Muslims. I'm not sure that's the answer. But that's what Trump wants to do. Dick Cheney, on the other hand, and others have promoted pro-war ideas for decades. That's not the answer. The founders had the best answers. Avoid foreign entanglements. Protect your nation. The citizens are not a threat when properly trained with guns. You know, you say, well, Sam, I mean, we can't have guns everywhere. Hey, back in the day in America, everybody had a gun behind the door. Everybody had a gun above the mantle. It was as simple as, you know what? There might be an evil animal. A predator of some kind. You got to protect yourself. And sure, were there gun accidents? Of course there were. There always will be. But for the most part, people understood and respected guns. And I'm not saying everybody needs to be armed to the teeth. Everybody can have their own opinion on that. However, the law of the land is the Second Amendment. We have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. So no matter how you feel about gun control, hey, if you want to change the law, and be my guest, but you got to run a hoe. The problem is everybody is so charged about this, so politically motivated with whatever their agenda is, we can't seem to work together on solutions. I back the private sector helping the refugees in their own land. Good churches, nonprofit organizations, charitable organizations. You and I could skip a pizza or two and help out, can't we? There's ways to help. There's ways to have a Judeo-Christian viewpoint of kindness and love and a desire to help, but also not be aiding and supporting terrorism. Kurt, you got a final thought on this before we go to our guest?
Yeah, you know, I guess at least to me, the bottom line always comes down to, hey, the real protection and real safety only lies with, you know, basically keeping God on your side. Without that, I don't care how many weapons or other things you've got, you know, you got trouble. And even with that, you're not going to always avoid tragic incidents or situations where harm can come your way. But when God's on your side, you're in pretty good shape.
I always support agency as opposed to force. I always support peace, and a kind answer turneth away wrath is a lot of times what the Bible says. But then if I speak that way, they'll say, Sam, you're too soft. Sam, you're an isolationist. And they'll pervert my intent to be peaceful and kind and gentle and avoid foreign entanglements to somehow not being willing to do the hard things that need to be done. And the problem is there's a balance there, and there's people with agendas everywhere. Alan Phillips, vaccinerights.com. I know this is not a vaccine discussion. Do you have anything you want to add to this, though? I feel like there's just too many hardcore rhetoric-driven agendas on all sides of this issue.
You know, Sam, as I'm listening to this, what comes to mind is, you know, you have to practice driving and take a test or a road test and a written test before you can get a car. And the reason is because if a car is mishandled, it's dangerous. But when you know how to operate one, it's a necessary part of today's society. And I feel, you know, that's what comes to mind to me as an analogy when I hear about guns. I don't own a gun. I don't have plans of getting one. But I am a staunch supporter of gun rights because I don't think the problem when it occurs is the fact that we have guns or we're allowed to have guns. In fact, I think probably the older I get and the more I the deeper I dig into the way things work in the world generally, the more I am inclined to see a lot of the events that go on as probably false flag events that were set up in one way or another to support agendas. But even if these are legitimate instances of somebody who is just off the rocker or whatever it is, you know, not a organized or planned event that was provoked in some way, you know, to achieve some political goal. Yeah, we got to figure out how to keep guns out of the hands of people who are dangerous. But, you know, it's really interesting. You hear very little about the statistics of how many crimes have been prevented because somebody...
You got that right. That's because the mainstream press doesn't want you to understand that piece of the pie. We'll talk about it with Alan Phillips. And at the heart of this gun discussion and vaccines is choice. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Al, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, my voice is just having trouble. Alan Phillips, riding shotgun today, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com. And the reason I kind of drew him into this right to keep and bear arms discussion and what we need to do is because it all has to do with choice and agency. And, you know, it's interesting to me, the founders believed in choice. They also believed in accountability. They believed in, you know what, you have a right to think and feel and believe as you choose. But we will have laws against evil actions. And we will not be the thought police, but we will allow free speech. They put the First Amendment in there to codify the idea that, you know what, you have your free speech. You can say and think and believe what you want to. The problem that I have with governments today is they don't believe that. Loretta Lynch, in this gun scenario, tried to say, you know what, if you have rhetoric that tends towards violence, and then somebody takes actions predicated on that rhetoric, you know what, you're both going to be prosecuted. You're all going to... That sounds very scary indeed, because now we come back, and let's say that I say I'm against the flu shot. The flu shot's evil. It kills people and harms people, and I will not take it. The vaccine companies that made it are evil. They're looking for protection from the government, and it's not effective at all. And they say, Sam, it is safe and effective. The government says so, and you're lying. And not only that, you're suggesting people don't obey the law if they push the law that way. And then they're going to come back and say, see, you're preaching violent behavior. Somebody then didn't want to take the vaccine. They beat up their doctor over this. Sam, your rhetoric is responsible for their actions. Now, you could say I'm backing into a weird discussion point, but I would submit to you it has more reality than we may think. They're tying issues together in such a way, Alan Phillips, and here's where I want your comments, to where you don't have your choice or your agency or the ability to self-govern and self-determine. And they're doing it in a way that puts you in harm's way if you don't go along with their agenda. You're not allowed to speak out or conscientiously object anymore. And whether it's vaccines or right to keep and bear arms or right to school your children the way you see fit, or the list goes on and on, is that where they're going with this, to where you will not be able to have any choice at all, Alan Phillips?
Well, what we see, Sam, playing out over a period of decades now is an incremental agenda. It's been small step at a time, over and over again. And they do this in a very deliberate and calculated way, because there will be, if the steps are small enough and spaced far enough apart, there will always be some objection or resistance, but it'll be minimal if you approach it in a carefully planned and calculated way, and you can manage the resistance or the opposition. Those of us, for example, who are trying to speak out and speaking out about problems in current vaccine policy and law are what at least used to be referred to as the managed opposition or something to that effect. You know, they know there's going to be opposition, but if they roll this out in a carefully calculated way, they can handle that. And our task is to prove them wrong, you know, that they strategized wrong, and they're not going to keep getting away with it. And so we don't really recognize, most of us in our day-to-day lives, that when an issue comes up, we tend to see them in isolation, and it happens, and we either don't even recognize a problem or we tolerate it because it's just one instance. But when you look at it as an incremental agenda that's rolled out over time, and frankly in the vaccine arena and probably other arenas as well, accelerating considerably in more recent times, and I think there are some reasons for that, but not the least of which is that awareness is spreading faster and threatening to blow open the whole control paradigm, he said with cautious optimism, perhaps. But underneath all of this is agendas. And it's what you recognize when you really dig into it, Sam, of course, as you know this very, very well, at one level of this is corporations have figured out that if they go beyond moral, ethical, and even legal and criminal boundaries, they can maximize profits. And if they do this in a way where they have sufficient influence or outright control over the political system, the courts, the legislatures, and so forth, then they can design the system in such a way that they can do this and get away with it. And just real classic example, between 2001 and the present, there have been at least 33 pharmaceutical company fines, and these are a combination of criminal and civil fines, above $100 million and as high as $3 billion. And criminal fines in the hundreds of millions of dollars are common and have been as high as $1 billion. So the pharmaceutical industry, now it employs some absolutely wonderful people. So I'm not trying to portray a picture of everyone in the pharmaceutical industry as evil, but the people who are making the decisions, the key decisions about the marketing and how they manage the companies, to them it's a number on a spreadsheet. Okay, we just got a $3 billion spine, which actually happened with Glaxo in 2012. And Novartis this year was asked to pay $3.3 billion. And I don't know the outcome of that yet, but this is the order of magnitude. The point here is that this is an industry that, despite having some wonderful people working in the industry, routinely engages in massive criminal behavior. And they have figured out that, okay, they're going to get caught once in a while, they're going to pay a big fine, but, you know, what's a $3 billion fine if there's a $12 billion profit? And so they step over lines, they realize that there's a net gain and nobody's held responsible as an individual, they pay a fine, but there's a net profit. It's this very, very disturbing slippery slope, because once you step over that line, Sam, and you realize you can get away with it, and you realize you come away with more money than before, then what's to keep you from creeping further and further down that line and over that line? And this is what's happened. And part of what a piece of this, how far can we go and get away with it, is that the legal system has been infiltrated to a very large degree, the state and federal legislatures. And there are some wonderful politicians in the world, but there are some that have just flat out been bought out. There are others who are good people who have been successfully deceived. And the laws get changed, and many times people think they're doing a good thing because they're misinformed, and other times they don't really care. They're just going to do it because this is how they get the most money. And so the system has been manipulated, and it's a slippery slope phenomenon where it probably started in a relatively small way, but it has gotten worse and worse and worse over the years. And it's very, very disturbing. There was a 10-year period ending in, I think, 2014, where the last 5 years there were over twice the level of fines in the billions of dollars than the previous 5 years.
What if they come out with an idea that says, you know what, you believe in guns, and that very belief is a mentally ill, violent tendency to believe in guns. Everybody knows guns are evil and guns kill people, and the fact that you want to believe that somehow guns are safe and effective and okay just shows that you have this hidden tendency towards violence. You're mentally ill, and we got a vaccine to help you with that, and you must take it. Now, I know that sounds crazy.
Well, it does and it doesn't, though. And here's the problem, Sam, and my point is that the level of conversation that we're dealing with now is not about facts. It's about how do you manipulate the public to achieve your end goal? We are way past the point where integrity has any sort of there's any. We cannot presume or rely or expect that the conversations in the mainstream media or even the alternative media to one degree or another as well. We cannot assume that these are conversations of integrity. These are the conversations that are put out there are not designed to put all the ideas on the table and may the best idea win, which in a world that operated from integrity, that would probably happen a large percentage of the time, that the ideas, you put out all the ideas and the best ones are ultimately going to float to the top or however you want to think of it. But we live in a society where people are not playing fair in that respect. They're not thinking what's the best idea, what's the truth, but they're thinking how can I get the goal that I want and integrity be damned. How do I manipulate
them? All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Phillips with us. Let's tie this together with government and agency in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Alan Phillips wisely referred to these conversations about vaccines, and really I'm going to back into and guns, as not genuine conversations at all. I'll give you an example. The CDC now claims 1 in 45 children are diagnosed with autism. That number is staggering. 1 in 45 children diagnosed with autism. Now, the CDC, Center for Disease Control Scientists, held meetings to destroy autism vaccine documents, reveals CDC whistleblower Natural News. Okay, it gets worse. But think about that. They destroyed the documents. 1 in 45 have autism. They're going to claim there's not a link. But the whistleblower and others say there is, Alan Phillips. We can't even talk about this intelligently. If you got on the mainstream press and talked about this in a public way, very bold, they would laugh you off the stage, even though you're right.
And the reason they would laugh you off the stage is because that's a very effective technique for controlling the conversation. I mean, do you think an industry that engages in $100 million and billion-dollar crimes is going to care about whether or not they're being honest? No, they're looking for ways to control the discussion to maximize profits. And you and I have talked about before and know that there are other agendas other than just the profit. But as I'm fond of saying from time to time, you don't have to go any further than the whole money level to see very, very serious problems. And, of course, if you go beneath that layer, it gets even worse. But these are people who they're looking at how do we maximize the bottom line. I mean, it really happens for three simple reasons that these $100 million and billion-dollar crimes, it's because nobody goes to jail for it because there's a net profit, and then the people who are making the decisions are able to make those kinds of decisions. And that's a polite way of saying what I would refer to in more general terms as sociopathic or psychopathic, meaning that they have no conscience. It doesn't faze them that people are going to suffer and die needlessly because they're not being held personally accountable for it, and it's increasing the bottom line, the profits. So part of the problem, Sam, I think, for broader awareness of this in the public is that most people wouldn't do that. And when you try to tell someone, oh, they're doing this, that, and the other, and vaccines are harming people rather than helping people, you know, often the response is, nobody would do that. You're crazy. You know, and so, yeah, you wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't do it, but there are people who would do it, and in fact, they have been and continue to do it. And that's part of the difficulty in raising awareness on the issue, is because just the disbelief that anybody would actually do that.
All right, so here's the deal. You've got the scientists at the CDC flat out destroying documents. You got 1 in 45 with autism and growing. Donald Trump tries to speak out and say autism is a problem, and I believe vaccines are partly responsible. They absolutely have a heyday with him. The nurses' organizations attack Trump and everything else. This isn't about Trump, but here's the next point. UK government admits swine flu vaccine causes brain damage. Awards compensation to 60 families. Natural News. Think about that for a minute. They blatantly admit swine flu vaccine can cause brain damage, and they award 60 families. And then they run around and say it's safe and effective. Then I say, no, it's not. And they say, Sam, you're lying. At some point, we can't even have an intelligent conversation about this anymore. Alan?
Well, if an intelligent conversation is allowed, Sam, then the profits will drop precipitously. And so there is a well-orchestrated, long-term at this point, but implemented plan, agenda, program to suppress that. And one of the most effective ways of suppressing an objective conversation is to ridicule someone who has an opposing view. And there are actually software programs that have been written that will go out. You don't even have to have a person do this anymore. You just write the program, and the program goes out on the internet and finds anybody making an anti-vaccine sort of comment, and the program automatically responds online and ridicules that person on Facebook or wherever else it is. And it's a really good way of shutting down conversations, but it's not about the information. I mean, our own federal government talks out of both sides of its mouth on the vaccine issue. While the CDC says vaccines are safe and effective, the U.S. Supreme Court in 2011 said vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. They're not merely unsafe, they're unavoidably unsafe. And instead of saying, therefore, people should not get them, or at least have the right to choose not to get them, what they say is instead, therefore, the industry has no liability. This is the level of dysfunction, craziness, you know, with which things are done. But there was a published law review article, I think it was as far back as 2011, and people had looked at a sampling of the vaccine injury compensation program cases. They didn't review all of them by any means, but they did a sampling of them, and they found over 80 cases of autistic children who had been compensated by the federal government for vaccine injury. So the federal.
But those compensations, so called, admit no wrongdoing or fault, right?
Well, if it's a settlement, and a lot of them are settlements, then sort of by definition, they say technically or officially, you know, there's no fault. But the government's not going to pay out money unless they've got a losing case. That's the only reason they're going to cooperate and settle. And then when they don't cooperate, and at least some of those cases will win, you know, when the government pays out money, I don't know, you know, it's not like the government has lots of extra money and takes the position, well, let's just pay all of these, you know, petitions just in case they might be true. That's not the position they take. They take quite the opposite. Most cases are what are called non-table cases, where you have to prove that the vaccine caused the harm. And most of those cases are not successful. The government aggressively defends, tries to prevent paying out money. And so when they do pay out money, you can be all but absolutely certain that that was an actual vaccine injury or death. And there are probably many genuine vaccine injuries and deaths that, because of the particular details and the way the system works, that don't get compensation. If anything, that's probably where the errors are when they
and that's
occur.
Where the majority is. In fact, that's a moral hazard to the umpth degree. Now, the UK government admits swine flu causes brain damage. That's the Daily Mail, folks. I'm sorry, that's Natural News. 60 families got awarded, to make your point, Alan. They know this is trouble. Part of what they're doing is they don't want the word to get out, and if these cases don't get shut down and paid out quickly, then they know that it'll hit the world news and everybody will start to get it. Another example is this. Almost 70 patients tested positive for HIV and hepatitis after nurses got caught reusing syringes while giving flu shots in a New Jersey office. Daily Mail. So now you got to go across the pond to get the news about what happened in New Jersey. Bottom line is these nurses didn't use the proper needles. They didn't use clean needles. They reused them. Then 70 patients got, you know, HIV and hepatitis. And then you got to go to the Daily Mail to get the news? And what the heck's going on around here? See, they've got an absolute intent to cover up. And what we're calling for is a candid discussion. Now, I submit to you, there's no greater place for open discussion than Liberty Roundtable. I'll let these people come to the table and make their points. They'll lose, but I'll let them. They won't take advantage of it, sir.
Well, they won't. And this is sort of a funny thing. I actually went through this myself a few months ago, and I know some so-called alternative medical doctors who have experienced the same thing, where there is a debate scheduled and set up. And increasingly, they won't even agree to debate, but many times what happens is the person agrees to debate because they didn't get the memo that they're not allowed to debate the issue. And the medical doctor that was scheduled to debate with me a few months ago pulled out the day before, and her excuse was that something to the effect of when she found out who I was and something about me that you know, I wasn't qualified to do the debate. And what is really fascinating is that the debate was a rights debate. You know, should you have the right to choose was the topic. And that's really very much a mixture of science and law as a question to answer. So
And very much so a reality check on who's in charge, God and the individual or government?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next very scary. So they wouldn't even engage with Alan Phillips. They tried to pretend he wasn't qualified. That's a fascinating discussion. They always say that to me, too. Oh, Sam, you don't even have a degree. You don't even know what you're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, what about the no jab, no pay agenda around the world? We'll talk about that in seconds as well. Liberty Roundtable live.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also,
also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's a slogan going around the world, but it's backed by governments. And the idea is no jab, no pay, Alan Phillips. People all over the globe are protesting this big time, but it's government's agenda to force Big Pharma's vaccines on us, regardless of the reality on if they're safe and effective, and regardless of one's personal wishes with their own body.
Yeah, this is really disturbing. It's not just here in the U.S. by any means, and in particular, Australia now has just, if I understand correctly, passed some laws where there'll be certain kinds of childcare benefits, other family tax benefits, end of year supplements, and things that they will parents will now be denied if their children aren't immunized. And it is really disturbing, Sam. And, you know, one of the bigger pieces, I wanted to go back just for a moment to another point here, because there have been people from within the CDC and FDA here in the United States and then other private agencies, the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, for one, and the National Vaccine Information Center, a grassroots nonprofit organization. People in and out of government who estimate that only about 1 to 10% of the actually occurring serious vaccine adverse events, the injuries and deaths, ever even get reported. Only 1 to 10% of them get reported. So when I say, over the last...
And by the way, if enough of them got reported, the con game would be over, sir.
Well, and that's, it's not an accident. Because doctors are actually required to report not based on whether they think in their professional opinion that a certain medical condition is related to vaccines, but based only on if it's one of the conditions on this list and it happens in a specified period of time or anything listed on the package inserts. Federal law requires them to report that to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, and they're not doing it, but... in violation of federal law, but there's no penalty for not doing it. So it's sort of a meaningless law. But my point is, we're at the level now over the last 6 years, because it varies, fluctuates year to year, but over the last 6 years, the average payout from the federal government has been over $227 million each year for vaccine injury and death. And if that it really represents only, 1 to 10% of what's going on, this is incredible. This is enormous. And we also have to understand, from a pharmaceutical point of view, now this is admittedly speculative on my part because I don't have objective evidence to validate this in a direct way. But the facts seem to support it. The objective evidence does seem to support it. It appears as though they've made a calculated, at one level, a calculated plan here where they want to say, well, how can we maximize chronic disease in the population, because when you do that, then you maximize pharmaceutical profits. When somebody has a chronic disease that they have to live with for the rest of their life, they're going to be a customer for life for the pharmaceutical industry. So we have to understand that the vaccine dilemma here is not just about whether vaccines are safe and effective, but what are they doing in the population. And so we know from the CDC whistleblower that it appears, and there are other sources of information that support this as well, but it appears that there has been information for years showing a vaccine autism connection with that has been suppressed. And one of the effects of suppressing the reality that vaccines create chronic disease is that the chronic disease that's being created is creating this huge market for pharmaceutical products over decades, you know, over the lifetime of all these disabled people. And if you're going to maximize that number, when you've got something like vaccines where the reaction for each individual person varies widely from nothing obvious at all to death and everything in between, in order to maximize the number of people who are severely disabled that are going to be pharmaceutical customers for life, you've got to find the right recipe for the vaccines, which will inevitably kill a certain number of people. But to maximize the number who are disabled, yes, that necessarily by definition means some smaller number of people are going to be killed and some smaller number of people are
going to... At some point, if you're engineering a recipe for something like that, though, you're a terrorist of the highest order, backed by, protected by government.
These are people who absolutely should be prosecuted, and I have really mixed feelings myself personally about the death penalty, but people like this I don't think should be put to death. I think they should be humiliated in public and open for the rest of their lives or some other suitable, if the, you know.
Well, agreed, and the exact penalties for such a crime is hard to say, but no matter what, we shouldn't be having the government buy off and back this and then ridiculing and mocking someone like me who doesn't believe in it. Okay, no jab, no pay. That's where they're going all around the world. It gets worse, though. The battle continues to heighten because now there's a slogan by parents. National Vaccine Information Center brought it to my attention. It says this on vaccines, my kid, my choice. That's the slogan for parents now. But then they're dubbed as anti-vaxxers, and they're put into certain, profiled groups? I guess you're not supposed to profile unless it's the anti-vaxxers, right?
Yeah, well, the question is, how do we get out from underneath this oppressive control? And I don't think there's a short answer to that. We can explore that, you know, over time if you'd like.
But agreed.
One of the things to have in mind is that whenever you see somebody throwing out a emotional attack that has no information connected to it, like I posted a list of medical studies once in an argument online, and the response was, I can't believe an attorney would do that or would say that. That's the indication that the person responding is trying to use a psychological approach to control the conversation to prevent any sort of genuine information exchange. So one of the first things I think we need to do is to learn to recognize when somebody is just using a tactic and specifically avoiding an objective, whether they're doing it because they're immature, which happens a lot, or because they are, in a calculated way, using a psychological technique to manipulate. Either way, I think we have to call people out on that. You know, I don't spend a lot of time now arguing with people on the internet anymore. I just put out my information for the people who want it. But when I do that, if someone uses an emotional attack, what I do is go to all capital letters and I'll say, look, everybody, here's a classic example of disinformation. Notice how there's no attempt to respond on an objective way to my information. It's purely an emotional attack. These are the ones that we can ignore and move on because what needs to happen here is a real conversation, you know, not a psychological manipulation to control an unscientific, profitable outcome or something to that effect.
Well, and I welcome, even if somebody disagrees with me on vaccinations, Alan Phillips, I welcome an appropriate discussion full of valid facts. Okay, what I don't like and what I will not tolerate those when they go without facts, saying there's zero link to autism and vaccines. Okay, that is beyond a lie. Okay, and so how big of a factor we can discuss and debate, and there needs to be more research. I'll go there. But I will also say that we cannot accept these lies. When the CDC destroys documents, you know you're onto something huge.
Well, they won't do the debate, Sam, because they can't win it. What they can win, or at least have been winning in a large way so far, is the psychology war. they have, you know, propaganda is not merely misinformation. It's misinformation coupled with emotion, usually fear, as a way of shielding people from the truth. And so what we have to recognize is that we're dealing with some really sophisticated psychological control techniques. And the more we understand that that's what's really going on and recognize and learn to recognize it when it's going on and can call it out for what it is, then we disarm it. But as long as we limit ourselves only to the facts and information and keep trying to hammer away with our own side, and we keep wondering why isn't it just as simple as you put out the truth and then everything is okay? You know, we've been trying that for decades. It doesn't work. Now, I'm not saying abandon the truth. What I'm saying is recognize that it's a little more nuanced or complicated than simply having our facts. We absolutely have to do that critical prerequisite first step, know our facts.
It's kind of like an onion, though. You got to peel off those layers to get to their real agenda and expose it for what it is.
Well, and I tell you, I'm not even sure how many layers there are, because every time I get to the...
I agree.
Every time I get to the end of the tunnel, it turns out to be a left turn or a right turn and not the end of the tunnel. But we, if you recognize that there's a process there, that's what's more important than anything else. You know, it's not about bringing anybody fully up to speed, because psychologically most people can't go there that fast. It's about helping people open the door. You know, people have to figure it out for themselves ultimately. And if you hammer away with facts... the analogy I love, Sam, is the turtle analogy. The louder and harder you bang on the turtle shell, the longer it's going to be before the turtle comes back out. So we have to recognize that we're dealing with psychological barriers, and there are different aspects of it, the psychological components here. But learn to interact with it in a way that's more effective. And yes, the absolute first prerequisite is know your facts, but then... who's your audience? How do you communicate with them? How do we get them to open their...
And most importantly, stand for agency at the core, whether it's guns, vaccines, or any other topic you want to bring up. We believe in honest transparency and the opportunity to choose. Alan Phillips, final word's yours, sir.
Well, Sam, we just got to keep plugging forward here. With vaccines, where the rubber meets the road, I think primarily is in the state legislature. So people need to become legislatively active.
Probably get involved. Go to vaccinerights.com or pandemicresponseproject.com to learn more and to team up with Alan Phillips and keep in the loop. You can be helpful all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. We call for your peaceful action. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. We the people can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.